Joanna Murray is the extension coordinator for the Peace Country Beef and Forage Association. She joins us on the line today. Joanna, thank you very much for joining us. Despite the situations, unfortunately, what's with going on with wildfires with the PCBFA, how are things going, as I may ice break?
Well, it sure has been interesting. Thankfully, we haven't had anything too close to our research sites, but I know it's been intense up here, so I'm happy to see lots of the big ones are getting closer to under control, and we're starting to see some rain, but could always use some more.
Fingers crossed that it does happen. Joanna, I understand Greg Judy is coming to the Peace. Please introduce him.
Yes, sir. Greg Judy is a regenerative rancher from down in the state. He's been rotationally grazing his cattle and his sheep for about 2 decades now. And he's going to come up and talk to us about how to think like a grazer, how to fence and water your livestock, how to manage your animal performance. And we're also going to go out and do some pasture walks with some local producers up in the Peace here who have been doing this rotational grazing stuff for a couple years, some for quite a few years up here. So just to see how it works up here as opposed to the States and get an expert's opinion.
How excited is everybody to have him come here?
Oh, absolutely thrilled. Greg's a great speaker. He's very knowledgeable about grazing practices and livestock performance. We're really excited that we're able to get him up here.
Is he a little on the specific side, or is he sort of giving a general idea, especially during the pasture walks that are happening? In other words, the knowledge that he brings to the event.
He's done a lot on the cattle side, so it is going to lean a little more towards cattle and sheep, as those are his livestock of choice. But when it comes to this sort of regenerative grazing and management, a lot of it is applicable very broadly to a lot of different kinds of livestock, a lot of different kinds of pasture, all of that sort of stuff. So I guess you can expect a bit of a mix of the two.
What is usually involved in a pasture walk? I know that's sort of the, you know, you have presentations. I do know the presentations are being made. Then you have the pasture walk. But what will the walk entail?
The walk's going to be fun, actually. We're going to go out and we're going to see some cattle that are being regeneratively or rotationally grazed, rather. So we'll go out and we'll see what it actually looks like in the field with the fence up, and for our tour in Bonanza, actually, the plan is we'll actually do a cattle move while we're out there as part of this rotational grazing, as we move the cattle a bit more often, so they're always going on to new grass, and they're in a bit smaller paddock, so it'll be neat, because we'll get to go out there and just see what it looks like in real time.
Your pest control lead is Millet. Is the cat going to try and steal the show here?
Oh, she very well could, but thankfully she's not a big traveler. She doesn't like to hop in our truck, so.
Yeah, I just wanted to double check on that and certainly get Millet in there as well. How much fun is this event going to be, especially since the fact that, yeah, it's right around the corner. It's the middle week of June.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, I think. I think we're going to have some great conversations. We're going to see some neat stuff, and hopefully it'll give some folks some ideas for how to make the most of their forage and their grazing this summer.
How difficult has it been, and how good is the timing for him to come up, especially since, unfortunately, as I say, the fires have been dominating the headlines recently?
Well, in terms of, like, usually, it's not bad, because usually this sort of middle end of June is the quiet spot when the cows are out grazing and we haven't started haying yet, but we'll see. I think we've got lots of enthusiasm. I think people are pretty concerned about their pastures, especially after the last couple of years we've had so much drought and not enough rain, so hopefully we'll get some pointers on how to bring those pastures back with some well-managed grazing. We'll still need the rain, but hopefully we can optimize for what we get.
Fingers crossed, that's for sure. Johanna Murray is the Extension Coordinator for the Peace Country Beef and Forage Association. Johanna, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me.